I'm speaking today with Diane Meisenhalter with the Defend Democracy Coalition and also with Ray Austin, who is an organizer, leader of the Black Lives Matter movement in Portland and also band leader of the Frontline Drumline. What do you most need us to know right now? Anne, do you want to start us off?
Sure. Voters decided for Biden with record voter engagement and turnout. In a democracy, voters choose their leaders. Leaders don't get to pick and choose which votes should be counted. And with voter suppression and lies and threats of court battles, the Trump administration is still trying to steal this election, despite what voters decided. The Defend Democracy Coalition of over 50 local organizations, racial and social justice, immigrant rights, labor, faith communities, environmental, women's and LGBTQ groups, is doing all within our power to protect the election results. And we're also fighting for what people truly need: racial justice, health care, family wage, jobs and protections, action to stem the pandemic, climate justice, and so much more. So we say electoral justice is racial justice, but that's a hollow promise if the next administration doesn't deliver in the needs of frontline communities, Black, Brown, Indigenous communities, workers and essential workers, the homeless, the elderly, children and families. This, too, is the work of the Defend Democracy Coalition, and you can follow our calls to action on social media. We must stand strong, both in protecting the results and making those results meaningful.
Yeah, Ray, so do you want to tell us a little bit about where you think things stand and what we need to know?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, just as Diane said, this is such a critical time, right? You know, Donald Trump has proven that he's not interested in respecting the democratic process. For several months now, he's been laying the groundwork, you know, to stage an undermining of that process. You know, he's undermined the integrity of mail-in voting, right? He has, you know, worked to dismantle the U.S. Post Office, and he has mobilized his Proud Boys and, you know, his white supremacist forces to engage in voter suppression, right? So, I mean, he's made it very clear that he's going to use any means necessary to stage a political coup. And so it's imperative that we, as people, as everyday citizens, as organizers, stage our resistance to that oppression, right? Because, you know, quite unfortunately, it's become clear that, you know, the Democrats, a lot of elected officials in office, aren't willing to resist him in any meaningful way. And so I think that really falls upon the people to do that work ourselves, right? And that means organizing, that means taking to the streets, that means engaging in the legislative process and putting pressure on elected officials to do so on our behalf. Because as of right now, you know, Trump, he's already in the White House, he's already seized that control, and he's not interested in letting it go. So we need to let him know that that will not be tolerated.
And are there actions locally that you want people to respond to?
We have three actions this last week, and we're going to be organizing more, focusing on the pillars of power: the media, financial institutions, corporations. Our website is defenddemocracycoalition.com.
We're taping on Friday. You've got a lot of events going on this weekend. You've had events on Wednesday, but you're going to be regrouping this for a little while. And then folks need to just stay tuned to that website and look for updates on future actions. Okay, and we are not out of the woods yet is your message, and we really need to stay tuned and stay aware and be ready to defend democracy.
You know, I think it's so imperative that people right now who are concerned, as you know, as we all should be, you know, really take it upon themselves to engage with and get involved in communities of resistance, right? There's a really powerful movement here in Portland with the Black Lives Matter movement and a lot of tangential movements as well. Yeah, I think that my call to action would be take action yourself to do some research, find ways to get plugged in locally to organizing and to resistance spaces so that you can figure out what your role is going forward. And then just continue to do that, because I think it's going to fall on all of us to be that revolution ourselves.
Thank you both so much. I've been talking with Diane Meisenhalter and Ray Austin. Thank you both so much for joining me today. This has been Desiree Helligers for the Old Mole Variety Hour.